welcome to the Snap UK. It's week 7. We're at the lab, our new sort of part-time
second home. We've expanded, so we've got a second home. It's like a little holiday home.
Yeah.
Not for me, it's not.
It's your busman's holiday home.
Yeah, it's my busman's holiday home.
No Paul, no Jim, but I am joined by Griff and Gary.
Apparently they're doing family things.
Yeah.
Like, that's important.
I mean, my family is Paul, and I didn't get invited.
Gary is here because, quote, I had to get out of the house, end quote.
Wow, means you can't play this in the car.
I never play this.
Since the cream pie incident.
I should feel bad, but my other half is sitting there working. We can see through the window while we're messing about on a podcast.
Get to work!
Only the right thing to do.
Spreadsheets, yay.
Yay. So, it was a week which, actually on paper, didn't look very interesting, and then was actually really fun.
A lot of wins from one-win teams.
A lot of wins from one-win teams. Some upsets.
Yes.
A absolutely mad game won by defences, despite the fact that they also conceded 38 points. But yeah, we'll start off with the biggest game of the weekend, which was Eagles-Dolphins. Eagles come out on top. They really like pulled away in the final quarter.
Well, yeah, it was actually closer than it appeared. But then, so it was 3-3 at the end of the first quarter, and then the Eagles put 14 points on the board in the second quarter. They effectively found a way of preventing the yardage machine that the Dolphins had been. So Tua finished 23 of 32 for only 216 passing yards, one touchdown, one pick. Already has more turnovers than the whole of last season, by the way, Tua. But yeah, they basically allowed them to try and be aggressive.
To be fair, he has played about the same amount of games as he played last season.
Absolutely. But yeah, they found a way to allow the Dolphins to attempt to be aggressive whilst completely shutting down the receivers. It was it's the most dominant I've seen a defence over the Dolphins for quite some time. So Tyreek Hill still had 11 receptions, but only for 88 yards. Now, you say only, but for him.
Well, you know it's not that, or is it 7 yards a catch, by him, which is for him, tiny.
Yeah, so it was disappointing output. Jalen Waddle, 63 yards. Cedric Wilson, 48 yards. They just couldn't break the back of the Eagles. But going in the other direction, Jalen Hurts, 279 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. But they also had the thing with balance with the running game. DeAndre Swift really helped to take away a lot of the time. So 15 rushing attempts, only 62 yards, 4.1 yards a carry. But it drained the clock. It stopped Miami having another go and another. I think they had 8 possessions.
Yeah.
Wasn't Miami's problem they couldn't run the ball?
Well, it's always
they only got 45 yards, didn't they? So then,
yeah, because Salvon Ahmed got 3 yards on 2 attempts, but Tua lost 3 yards on his 1 attempt. So all the yards came from Mostert's 45.
But that, you know, that Eagles defense and the defensive front in particular, last year was obviously very impressive. So it potentially was just they came up against a very good defense.
Yeah, they couldn't be balanced.
Their attack.
Yeah, they couldn't be balanced, and that's absolutely it. It's suddenly there's a recipe for stopping the Dolphins.
Is this going to be the recipe for like for the rest? I know teams develop as they go through, but at the moment we're 7 games in, and Dolphins look like flat track bullies. Like, you know, they beat the Jets, the Patriots, the Giants. Like, they've beaten the Broncos, who would probably lose to the NFL UK touch team. You actually are pretty good. But like, is this going to be the thing that that you know, against no marks, they'll just go and
well, we'll find out because they're playing the Patriots this week.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we'll get to that. But Yes,
Lions a bit harsh.
There's an element of it, but I also just think, don't forget the Eagles are one of the best three or four teams as well.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to lose.
Exactly.
It's the nature of the game. On another given day, they get it right. The run game explodes, and they're all over. You know, they haven't got.
Can only beat what's in front of you, John, aren't you? And they didn't this week, but the Eagles are, you know, a contender as well, aren't they? So
yeah, they're in the top 14.
And the Eagles have been poor all year. To be fair, we said it last week, didn't we? So the Eagles finally turned up a bit. So
apart from AJ Brown, who had his fifth consecutive game of 125 or more yards. Tying a record with whom?
Jerry Rice.
Moss.
Calvin Johnson.
Okay, he's all right.
It's good company. 10 receptions and a touchdown as well. But, I mean, they're getting more out of Goddard now, 77 yards as well. The Eagles is a very balanced and athletic attack. Like, everybody can make an impact. Often we've said that of the Dolphins, but when their running game is stopped, they don't have everything loaded up and ready to go. I think the loss of A-Chain is massive.
We decided we were going to call him A-Chain last week.
Yeah, A-Chain. Yeah, let's go with that. It rolls off the tongue much.
We still call it Carson Wentz and the Tetons, you know.
Yeah,
he can be A-Chain.
Bele Zappe.
It's interesting to see if the Eagles are just going to grow into the season. We talked about last week, obviously they lost a lot of coordinators, didn't they, at the start of the year, or the end of last year, because they were very good last year. So again, how much of it is just the Eagles feeling their way into the season? So this might be the thing that really, you know, springboards their season into kind of the next stage, because, you know, out of their division, and it does look like a poor division this year, doesn't it? A really poor division.
Certainly, well, compared to where it could have
conference.
Been. Yeah, it's not a great conference, but...
But the division in particular looks, you know, the Cowboys got off to a half-decent start, but they seem to have found a new level, didn't they?
Cowboys are the Cowboys, aren't they? Like, they'll absolutely
promise you the world.
Promise you the world.
Deliver nothing.
But then every so often, they'll throw in a performance and they'll score 50 points or, you know, something.
But like you say, it's been the same Cowboys since the early 2000s. Yeah. Nothing is.
It's like one of those husbands that beats their wives and then keeps turning up with a bunch of roses.
what was his name? The long term coach that we always used to rip on.
Yeah.
Garrett.
Yeah, that's it. Jason Garrett. Well done. Yeah. Jason Garrett. Like,
Richard, though. Fucking he's at the Giants.
Has anything really changed since Jason Garrett left? Really?
Yeah, the offense has got worse.
I don't know. Like, it just looks like the same team I've watched for 15 years. Bit like the Chargers. Nothing seems to change.
But they've had a bye week, so we'll see what they're like now.
We will. We will. You want to move on to someone else in the same division?
Yeah.
So, Bills, Pats. Somebody predicted a Patriots win last week on the podcast.
Yeah. He was drunk.
Yeah, drunk and rightly roundly mocked.
Yeah, and he was a complete fucking arsehole last week.
I mean, that happens, right? Sometimes you're just an arsehole. But Bills 25, yeah. Pats 29, and Mac Jones finally does something useful this season.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the time he has literally just been turning up and pretending.
Was it in Foxborough?
Yes.
So this just had Patriots win written all over it to me. It was just like, Belichick's going to show the world. You know,
any other season, I could see it, but like
the Bills haven't been that good.
The Bills haven't been great, but once like it's they're almost like the AFC Cowboys. Like they on paper they promise a lot, and at some points through the season they just go completely missing, and Allen has. Occasionally, Allen looks like the guy that Tony Romo can't help but spaff over every time he commentates. But sometimes he play like he just throws Hollywood balls.
The trip to London wrong. The Bills,
they did
messed up at least 2 weeks of their schedule.
So big
lost
thing.
Some rhythm.
Big thing for the Patriots in this game was the possible emergence of the kicker, Chad Ryland, who they drafted. They let go of Nick Folk, who'd been immaculate for, 3 years?
That says it all, doesn't it?
It does.
The biggest thing is the emergence of the kicker.
It does. So Mac Jones played well, but Ryland's only 8 of 12 on the season. Not Ryland.
I wish it was Ryland.
If it was Ryland Clark, that'd been better. But he's only 8 of 12 already on the season, but 3 of 3 on the day. And it made a difference because this offense isn't good at finishing drives. There are no massively explosive plays. Our best receiver is Kendrick Bourne, after all.
Kendrick Bourne was okay at the Niners. Yeah. He was fine.
Yeah, he was
Stevenson,
okay.
Stevenson, you got in the game a bit more this week, which was good. You know, you've got to use him.
Yeah, he's got to be trusted. But I think Zeke got the touchdown, didn't he, from the 2 yard line or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, that's what they should but be
Stevenson
doing.
Stevenson was doing all sorts. You know, he was getting short passes. Yeah. He was involved way more this week.
Yeah, and they need better. That. Yeah, nine rushing attempts and six passing catches. But I quite enjoyed the emergence of Demario Douglas.
Demario Douglas, yeah, loved him.
A quality name right there. But yeah, they mix in everybody. You got Bourne, Douglas, Brown, Stevenson, Hunter Henry, Jalen Reagor. I mean,
I forgot.
Exactly.
I said forgot. I never realized. Like,
no, I never knew he was there. And then Devontae Parker and Mike Kosicki also catching passes. So. It was
Kosicki got another fucking touchdown, didn't he?
He did, and he did the fucking gritty again. And embarrassment.
It was National Titans Day.
Oh, why have you mentioned it? Oh, it
makes me so angry that.
Just the worst day ever. Probably not, but that's not the point.
No.
But yeah, but so all round, it was a good rounded team performance. But it helped that, as usual, at points in the season, Josh Allen just had a bad day. 27-41, 265 yards. Two touchdowns and a pick. Sounds fine, but he should have done so much more with what was in front of him. He just couldn't get the job done.
I think we might get onto that, but Dalton Kincaid turned up.
He did, but
only because Dawson Knox got injured and he's now out.
Yeah.
He's got wrist injury. Then there's Stephon Diggs, and then everyone else, like Gabe Davis, Deontay Hart, they're all just enigmas to me.
But James Cook was running well. 13 attempts. 56 yards. You've got to keep leaning into that. And they just
it's
didn't.
It's only average, innit? It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not great, but lean into it. Don't try and give the ball back, which is effectively what they're doing.
You know what? I think for a couple of years, teams really struggled against Diggs.
Mm.
Now, people are double-teaming Diggs all over the field, you know. And it pains me to say it, but that's really made the Bills struggle.
Yeah.
I think they were quite one or two dimensional and they haven't got enough options.
Really, I have to agree. I think Kincaid turning up does help. It gives them another person to throw at. But, I mean, it's like we're halfway through the season now. There's still nobody alongside Diggs.
No.
And they are. At least they can run it a bit this season. Cook has actually been quite good. But everything else is one-dimensional. This guy says it's either he's looking for Diggs or he's throwing Hollywood passes to
Gabe Davis. Yeah,
well, no one to defenders.
Well, it should be noted that Josh Allen started and finished the game with turnovers because his first pass was an interception, and his last touch of the ball was to fumble it. To be recovered by the Patriots. So it was just a bad day.
Yeah.
And Bill Belichick will punish you on a bad day. I still don't think the team have got anything. They play the Dolphins this week. They'll get stuffed. They'll lose by 20. What did we lose by earlier in the season? About 16 or something to the Dolphins already.
Where are you? At home or away?
I really don't know.
I'm just looking up.
I couldn't tell you, but...
It does make a difference.
I don't know if
it
does.
It's in Miami.
Yeah.
Like, you don't like going to Miami.
No, yeah. We're terrible in Miami. So, you know, that'll be a beating. Don't be mistaken into thinking the Patriots turned the corner here. They didn't. They just met the Bills when the Bills were having a bad day.
Sometimes it is just about matchups, isn't it? And yeah. Bill got his 300th win.
He did. So that was the next thing to come to. He was asked how it felt joining Don Shula and George Halas. And he said, I'm not really concentrating on that. We're just worrying about next week's game.
I mean, that's the...
Hasn't he only got to lose a couple more games to be the most losing coach in NFL history?
I have no idea.
Possibly.
To tie with Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
You're probably right. I suppose...
Just because of longevity.
I suppose that's one of them, like David James had the most clean sheets and goals conceded in the Premier League at the same time.
I think so. I think he's only got to lose a couple of games and he joined Jeff Fisher.
It's 165 with Dan Reeves and Jeff Fisher.
There you go.
Tom Landry has the most total losses because 178 includes
playoffs
and stuff. Belichick, I don't know. Oh, this is the start of the season was 13 losses away. So what are you? 2-5?
Yeah, we've lost 5, yeah.
So he's 8 losses away. So he could do that this season.
Oh, probably will. Oh, I mean, like, why not? But like you say, it's a longevity-based thing.
I knew it wasn't long to go.
Do you want to discuss, before we move on, Belichick's new deal? It's a multi-year contract, but it just means they've restructured
two years.
Yeah, this year and next year. And it's just so he's not a lame duck coach. It's just so he can walk out at the end of the season himself and say, I'm walking, because I think he is going.
I get that feeling.
I don't know what's he going to prove. Either Mac Jones is or isn't the quarterback. I still don't think he is. But you're not going to take another quarterback and spend another 3 years building him into a winner.
Mac Jones is not the quarterback, exactly. Is he? Definitely not. Like,
well, this was one of his better games, but that's the problem. You can count them on like one hand.
No, Mac, you're not going to win anything with Mac Jones, are you?
I don't think so.
What is this, year three for Mac Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
He's disappointing. They haven't built a team around him.
Oh, this
which
is,
doesn't help.
This sounds like a Giants fan who's still thinking about like building a team around Daniel Jones and his 40 million.
I actually agree with John. I just think they've done a very bad job with the roster altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from top to bottom. Poor.
You get okay quarterbacks, don't you? Mm. Yeah, but you get very few quarterbacks. Yeah, and sometimes you find them. Brady, you found him, yeah. That was by chance, yeah. Mahomes got picked up. Andrew Luck, et cetera, et cetera. Some of them go early in the draft, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But only a few of them are proper franchise quarterbacks. Only a very few of them. So many more of them just get pushed around the league, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Else thinks they're, and he is no better than... He'd be lucky to be Alex Smith, Mac Jones.
I agree. I think that's probably the ceiling. I'm hoping this ignites a fire, but I doubt he listens to this podcast.
I'm just saying, I think it's... You know, if you think of any more, you're just dreaming, you know. And Daniel Jones is the same.
You've got to ask yourself.
40 million a year for that. I know you can get out of the deal pretty early, but for that piece of turd, you look so much better with Tyrod.
I mean, yeah, we can touch on it now. You do look, but Tyrod's now thrown as many touchdowns this season as Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
In five fewer games.
I think the thing that helps is Tyrod's played the Commanders and the Bills, like either the O-line's got good, and I don't think it has, or the defensive lines he's come up against haven't been able to put the pressure on him. And he you know, because that's the thing. Like,
Tyrod's a perfectly good
pocket
passer, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Gets the ball out pretty quickly.
29, 279 yards, two touchdowns. I thought he made your team click much better. Now, don't get me wrong, you won 14-7.
He's also got sack one back.
I realise you actually had wide receivers, like, which I've always denied. I've always been a wide receiver denier.
Hyer, I think, could be a good, fun player. Waller got a touchdown, looked like the Darren Waller we sort of hoped he would be.
I want to see more out of Wandale Robinson.
Wonder Robinson's real fun. But yeah.
You just want John to say that.
Yeah. He's absolutely what happened there. I mean, look, I didn't have the Giants down to discuss in any great length, but you held on, basically.
Yeah.
The Commanders.
That was a terrible game.
The Commanders have got to put these games to bed. They should have been so much better. Sam Howell just. He's just not getting across the line. He's so close.
Looks fine.
He looks. Yeah.
But not great.
And then all of a sudden it falls apart. 22 of 42. Like they were at most 7 points down. You haven't got to throw those many passes.
But the defense is good. The offense is average. You don't hear much about Scary Terry these days, do you?
Oh, Scary Terry was fucking
good. He was good this week.
There were some great catches.
And actually, he's been good this season.
Six for 90.
Great.
That's what I'm saying. Just you don't hear a lot though, do you? Because they're not winning.
Because not winning. But Scary Terry, like, just is.
Oh, I love him. I think he's brilliant. Like, but you just don't hear a lot about him at the moment.
But John, before you get concerned, right? Because what's worse than losing to, say, the Giants or indeed the Patriots would be losing to Kirk Cousins on Monday Night Football.
I know.
That would be an extremely disappointing thing to find. And yet, that is the position the Niners, the dominant Niners, found themselves in. They're now 5-2. Purdy had his worst game as a pro.
Yeah. Two interceptions. Yeah, so it's got to be, isn't it?
I think so. Well, 21 of 30.
The fumble by CMC was probably as important, though.
The first half, there was nothing wrong. Brock Purdy looked great. Second half, it didn't. It just fell apart a bit.
Do you not think it looked like hero ball?
That's it, yeah. It looked like he was forcing it.
In trouble.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to look in Cleveland. That you don't want to do that. No. And... yeah, and yet
Just a little bit of 4 minutes, just a bit of blip. Like,
but you know, for
once, I'm actually sitting here as a Niners fan saying,
"Oh look, you're fine." And to have all your mistakes happen in one game is probably the best way. Like you say, CMC coughed one up, which just doesn't happen.
He wasn't getting like 15 carries, 45 yards. It's not, it's not huge. Like, and
but
this
he is still injured.
I know, and that's it.
Three receptions for 51 yards and a touchdown. Throw him the ball more.
Like, who's that? CMC?
CMC. Three receptions.
How many games in a row has he scored a touchdown in now?
16.
Yeah. Beautiful.
The record, isn't it?
Yeah. He's an incredible player. And won me both my fantasy league games.
Yeah.
Because I gambled on that fitness.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know. I bet on Christian McCaffrey with half a leg. Like, literally, the guy's just incredible. But I've not seen the Niners struggle on both sides of the ball as much as this. Even like against the Browns, like the loss the week before, they lost because the rookie kicker, choked.
We've got one more week until the bye.
Yeah.
Who have we got this week?
No idea. I haven't got that far yet into my schedule of looking at things. But Kirk Cousins was immaculate. 35 of 45, 378 yards and two touchdowns with a pick.
You're playing the Bengals at home. That's a big
you'll
game.
Be fine.
Off the bye. But yeah, the Kirk Cousins in primetime thing, I think it's over. I think he's won so many games now in primetime. Admittedly, he lost against the Giants in the playoffs. Embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
Is Kirk Cousins a top 10 quarterback? You know I love my Kirk Cousins stuff. But like, honestly, you lot are saying he's all done there after this season. No. I don't agree.
Well, I think he's done, but I don't think it's because he's not good. I think just because the finances. You can't have Cousins on that wage and pay Jefferson.
I agree.
There's always ways, isn't there?
Often. There is, but I just think it's... I think if it was...
He's not done enough to make himself the prime thing there, has he?
If he is
a top 10 quarterback.
If you keep him, you don't let him...
Where's he going to go then?
Well,
someone should pay him.
Or someone will pay him.
Some goes.
Maybe to replace Wilson.
Colts?
I don't know. No, the Colts won't need him. They'll have Anthony Richardson back. Raiders? Feels like a Raiders sort of move.
Panthers?
That depends. The rookie will get more of a shot, I think, there.
Well, he shouldn't.
No, maybe not.
Commanders could do with...
Back to Washington.
I know, but I'm just looking at teams.
You could go back to Washington.
Titans need a quarterback. Falcons need a quarterback. Steelers need a quarterback. Who knows?
Well, half the teams in the league
potentially. Like, half the teams.
The Bears have found their quarterback of the future.
They have.
We'll get into that in a minute.
Packers.
I don't think Jordan loves the problem. I really don't.
It's
a blip. It's a blip for the Niners. The Vikings have now won 4 in a row because they started off 0-3, didn't they? I believe. They've won 3 in a row.
3-4.
Yeah. So, you know, they're surging at the right time. They're making a charge here, and the division isn't out of hand. So they are well in this game still. Okay, moving on from that. My favorite game to watch was not any of the close ones. It was the blowout. It was Ravens Lions, two of my favorite teams to watch, and this I love watching the Ravens because I love Lamar. And you never quite.
I like watching good defense, and with the Ravens, you get good defense.
And with the
didn't need to though because
they really didn't.
Well, actually, they were. The defense was fucking brilliant. They were
they absolutely crippled. The Lions. It was incredible. It was absolute beatdown. So 14-0 after the first quarter, 14-0 of the second quarter. So that's 28-0 at halftime, sorry. And then that went to 35-0 after three quarters. They eventually did allow Detroit to score before they finally kicked a field goal. But they basically stopped trying at that point. Like they didn't need to do any more. Tyler Huntley did come in the game for one play, but for nothing. But Lamar Jackson, 21 of 27, 357 yards passing and three touchdowns with no picks against a team that has been really good.
Yeah.
And he just didn't look flustered all game. They couldn't move him if he didn't want to move. Gus Edwards was fine, 64 rushing yards and a touchdown. Lamar also had a touchdown on the ground. But it was the distribution of the plays. Gus Edwards, one reception for 80 yards. Zay Flowers, 4 for 75. Mark Andrews, 4 for 63. Odell Beckham, 5 for 49. He was the most targeted receiver.
Yeah, he looked great when he got the ball as well. Like, yeah. He's not obviously not the same player he was.
Not peak, but
like he's older.
That's the best he'd looked this season.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Bateman, Rickard, Aguilar, Mitchell and Justice Hill all had receptions as well. Like, that's the most individual players that have had receptions off a Lamar Jackson passing game in a game.
It's the best Lamar's looked in 2 years.
2 years, yeah, yeah.
Since his MVP season.
Yeah, a long time.
I don't even think this season he's looked great.
No, he's not been brilliant. He looked okay, but not brilliant.
I'm saying, yeah, this is the best he's been since the MVP season, yeah.
You know, and last week I gave him a bit of a shoe-in and I got the reaction I wanted.
So. Yeah, if you're listening, Lamar, come on.
But
because
Goff is always going to struggle though if he has to be the focus of a team. He's a peak Alex Smith is Jared Goff. That's what he is. You know,
he's a good old fashioned quarterback.
Yeah. So 33 of 53, 284. That sounds fine. There was an interception in there and no touchdowns because he was under duress. And he was under pressure to make up this score, and it just didn't look likely.
Yeah. He's never been an evasive quarterback, as he, you know, he wants to stand there and throw the ball. So yeah. The Raiders are a good defense. The Ravens are a good defense.
Ravens are a really good defense.
Always have been.
You know. And like, yeah, the, you know,
if you get blown out 14-0 in the first quarter, you're in trouble, aren't you? That's the thing. You're in trouble straight away. You're chasing the game after the first quarter.
Yeah,
you're either going to turn it into a ding-dong game or you're going to get blown out. One of the two. That's all it's going to be.
Well, it was 28-0 before the Lions had a first down.
Wow. That's what I mean, yeah. At half-time, it's fun with Dan Campbell.
Yeah, they fucked it, bruv. What can you say? It happens.
It happens. For the Lions, it's how they bounce back.
Yeah, they're still 5-2. Ravens also 5-2.
But... for the Ravens, yeah, I'd like to see that continue because, they were
dominant.
They were, but I was just looking up. It reminded me of week 6, 2021. They had a game against the Chargers. It was Justin Herbert came in, you know, was full of, you know, praise and thing, and all the other Chargers look like they're really on it this year. And the Ravens beat them 34-6. And basically, they just confused the shit out of Herbert. And it was just brilliant to watch. And it's the best they've played, I think, defensively since that game. And actually, the defense is great. And I think Roquan Smith, if he's not going to get Defensive Player of the Year and all that stuff, but he's putting up an argument for it because... he's fucking brilliant.
He covers so much ground, he allows everyone else to stay where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
He's excellent.
The fact that the Bears gave him away.
Well, further proof that they may not know what they're doing. What was the most fun game of the week?
Browns.
Colts.
Browns. Browns 39, Colts 38. It is now 7 300-plus yard passing games for Gardner Minshew without a win. He cannot win when he throws more than 300 yards. But... more impressively, another win for Philip Walker. P.J. Walker. Deshaun Watson left the game having completed just one of five attempts for an interception.
I'm calling pussy on this. Like, honestly, that hit was not that bad. You know,
apparently
he banged his head on the floor. Honestly, but it was his arm, wasn't it? Went all limp.
His arm looked... You're watching it. Oh, that looks... And
I saw a load of comments that said, oh, Deshaun thinks he's back on the massage table. Oh.
But yeah,
honestly, he's
apparently it was the medical staff that kept him out.
Bullshit.
That's what they're saying.
He's a pussy. He's got his money, all of it guaranteed as well. All of it guaranteed. He can fucking do what he wants. Yeah. I'm not playing this week. Don't fancy it's raining. Fucking ridiculous idea. I'm not even drinking tonight. Nah. Still a fucking ridiculous. Give him all that money guaranteed.
No one's a fan of that deal, are they? Apart from. Deshaun Watson and his agent.
Yeah.
But I mean, the fact that the Browns got 39 points, despite the fact they only completed like 16 passes of out of 37, and had less than 200 yards passing.
Crazy.
Miles Garrett is just like, he just so does everything, doesn't he? Like, literally, was there a defensive stat he didn't get at the weekend? It was literally like everything. I know he didn't get the return touchdown, but he forced it, didn't he?
He absolutely forced the return touchdown, yeah. It
blocked a field goal as well, didn't he?
He did block a field goal by leaping the line, which you are allowed to do if you don't make any contact.
Yeah.
Perfect. No problem with that. Love that. Love to see it. Yeah, he had two sacks as well.
I think that's your defensive player of the year this year, finally.
Yeah, I think he will be.
I think
just incredible. He's such an athlete.
This is the first time he ever felt he's won a game on his own.
Ever?
Yeah.
I don't know, John.
I think he's great, but he's been in a good defense.
Well,
I think like he was just every like I'm not saying he's been a fraud or anything. I'm just saying like this was the first time I saw him. I was like, fuck, that is the defensive player of the year. Like that is just it's a career really game. And if he's playing
amazing against the Niners the week before, mate, as well.
I know, but he's playing in a good defense. He's so far the outstanding player. It's silly. Yeah.
It was daft how dominant the Indianapolis Colts were. They had 7 yards per play compared to Cleveland's 4.
Taylor looked better, didn't he, as well?
Just everything. Like, their third down conversion was nearly double what the Browns were managing. Time of possession, absolutely everything. They committed more penalties, double the penalties. And they turned the ball over more. They fumbled the ball more. That's a problem. But yeah,
turnovers win matches.
PJ Walker now has 5 wins from 8 career starts. This wasn't a start, but he won this one as well. So we'll call it 6. It's not technically on the stats. So 6 wins. He's only thrown 5 career touchdowns. He has 14 interceptions. How the hell is he winning games in the NFL when he's not able to throw touchdowns? He's giving the ball to the other team, and yet they look just as effective as they have at any point this season with Deshaun Watson.
I think it's saying more about Watson than it is
I agree.
PJ Walker.
I agree.
Well, Watson's come back and look, he's not improved on the games he had last year.
No, not yet.
It's been really poor. For the amount they're paying, it's just... You'd expect a lot more, wouldn't you? Like...
It's almost like The Browns went out, just got the biggest name quarterback they could find, because they'd grown tired of Baker.
Yeah.
But at no point did they try and get a bloke who could fit into the scheme of their head coach. They just got the biggest name and hoped that, we'll just stick that, we'll stick him in and he'll...
He never runs anymore, does he? Not much.
I think part
of what you're looking at Lamar with a better arm. Yeah. You're not seeing that anymore.
He does spend most of his time getting injured now, so it might be just fear of that. Also, like, I don't think Stefanski wants him to run. I think he wants him to pass the ball, which I'm not sure what he can do, but
he's always better on the move, though, wouldn't he?
But he is. He's
more like Mahomes.
He wants to do is get out the pocket, and I don't think Stefanski wants him to do that. I think what's going to happen is at the end of the season, it's going to cost one of them their job there, which means it's Stefanski.
Yeah, Browns now 4-2. Don't forget they're winning. They've been losing their quarterback. They've lost their running back, but they're winning.
The other running back is
Ford.
Ford is doing.
He's now out injured.
Is he out injured?
Yes.
So it's Kareem Hunt all the way.
Baby.
So far this season, averaging 3 yards a carry.
Woo!
But got
2 touchdowns this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
The Colts, for me, despite losing Anthony Richardson, now playing Minshew, don't look any worse off. And they're way ahead of where I thought they would
be. Minshew's absolutely fine.
Yep.
Yep.
I agree.
And they found Josh Downs as a receiver this week.
Yeah.
To add to Michael Pittman and others.
it's not a quality receiving unit. I'll grant you. I'd like to move on to a couple of games where players were notable for different reasons. Firstly, the Rams kicker, Brett Maher.
Yeah.
So Brett Maher is no longer the Rams kicker.
He doinked one. I saw the doink.
He had a bit of a nightmare on the day. So effectively, you can't afford to let your team lose points in the kicking game when games are tight. So the game finished 24-17 to the Steelers over the Rams. And ultimately, Maher cost him. He missed two field goals and an extra point.
Yeah, which one did he doink? Was that the extra point?
One of them
in the post, isn't it?
But total that up, that's 7 points. They lost by 7 points. He went, I think he missed an extra point the week before. And then last season, he missed four extra points in five games at one point last year. So he's gone.
Yep, good.
I'm not sure who they've signed to replace him yet. I haven't seen Michael Badgley's name on anyone's team sheet for a while, so I'm hoping it's going to be him. But it shows you...
Oh, Lukas Havrasek.
Ah, the Vikings kicker. Ravens and Vikings?
They've signed him from the Browns. Wasn't
he the guy that was part-time punter, part-time kicker a couple of years ago? Okay, I'm not sure he's going to be any better, if I'm honest. But, Maher basically cost the Rams this game. There's no way that the Rams team should be losing to the Steelers team, which are now 4-2, by the way, despite getting what I consider to be very little out of Kenny Pickett, 17 of 25 for 230 yards. To me, he hasn't looked that good this year, but they're 4-2, and that's what counts. Stafford really struggled, 14 of 29. The Steelers defense is going to do that to you, but he got them in field goal range and got let down by the kicker. And normally I defend the kickers, but... You can't be missing two field goals.
I saw the doink, and it was really bad kick. It was a really bad kick. It just went left.
Do you want to do our weekly Puka Nacua update?
Well,
did you see what he
briefly,
got?
Briefly, we've just had a bit of breaking news, and that is that Brock Purdy is in concussion protocol.
Sam Darnold, baby!
Sam Darnold.
Against the Bengals, all of a sudden.
Bengals, who've looked... I mean, it was only one game, but we were surging before the bye.
I mean, he could be out of the concussion protocol by Sunday.
He could, but it's not likely.
Seems unlikely.
Monday to Sunday. So, symptoms on the flight home, unlikely. Apparently.
Huh.
That maybe might that explain some of those.
The interceptions.
Or he just got battered around the head a bit. Our weekly Puka Nacua update. 8 receptions, 4. 154 yards.
Fucking hell.
On 12
He's
targets.
So good.
It's not Cooper Kupp, only 2 receptions for 29 yards on the day. And like I say, I thought Stafford, despite his struggles, him and Nacua got the team in a position to at least tie, if not win this game, and the kicking game let them down. Now, in happy news, a player who deserves props for winning a game that most people thought he would struggle to do, in admittedly easier circumstances than there may have been, but Tyson Bagnett? You tell me, because I've heard it pronounced in several different ways, and I feel like I'm getting it wrong.
Bagent.
Right. Tyson Bagent. 21 of 29, 162 yards and a touchdown, but looked like a quarterback. Now, I know they simplify playbooks for rookie undrafted free agents, but he played as well under center as Justin Fields has ever done for the Bears, and they beat Las Vegas 30-12.
It was a bit spry.
We must say, this is 2023. And
Brian Hoyer's lost 14 games in a row.
He's lost 14 games in a row. 14 starts.
He's fucking useless.
Yeah. 17 of 32 for 129 yards and 2 interceptions before they yoinked him for Aiden O'Connell, who actually looked much better. 10 of 13, 75 yards.
Sherlock. Still got an interception.
1-1. Still got an interception. But McDaniels is doing himself out of a job.
Yeah,
because of his refusal to do anything other than play Brian Hoyer. It's 2023. Brian Hoyer wasn't any good in 2013. Like, how is he still in the league?
This game was really about Donta Foreman anyway.
It was. Now, I wanted to give props to the new Bears quarterback, A, because we don't know how long Fields will be out for, and B, because his dad is a multi-time arm wrestling champion.
Yes.
And watching him wrestle, the reporter, Palacero, on the side of the pitch was brilliant. He basically allowed Palacero to have like a bit of a running lean and both arms, and he just was chatting away calmly into the microphone and slammed his hand down.
Yeah, 28-time world champion at arm wrestling.
Wow.
The dude's a natural. I would love to see him on any other coverage. He was really good. But yeah, Deonta Foreman, 16 attempts, 89 yards and 2 touchdowns for a backup this year. 5.6 yards a carry. The Bears were really good. Like, they were fun to watch. They were really good. 2-5. They're rebuilding their reputation. I don't know about the Justin Fields thing. It doesn't seem to be working for him.
I think he'll get traded.
I think he might. And not necessarily because it's one game. The answer.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Not for him. I think they think...
No.
It just depends. It's a good quarterback class, isn't it? So it depends who else they see dropping and, you know, who they're going to be against. If you've got to pick first 3 or 4 pick, you might just...
But they might have 2 in the top 2.
That's what I'm saying. So then you go, well, do you know what? Let's roll the dice because Fields is fine, but he doesn't, like...
The people in charge didn't pick him as well, did they? That doesn't help.
No, I think...
You could see him at the Vikings.
I don't know.
Divisional, though, isn't it? Divisional move.
How much better is Justin Fields than Trey Lance?
We don't know. We've seen Trey Lance play like once.
Yeah. But really,
we don't even know how good Trey Lance
is. Have you seen Justin Fields develop a lot? Not really. It flashes, but
I think
if you were picking the starting quarterback, he wouldn't be on your first couple of lists.
If you had a decent offensive mind, I think there's a player in Justin Fields that I don't think would take a lot to get out. He's at the wrong organization.
Yes.
Yep. Giants?
I'd love him at the Giants. I think that's what...
like a better Daniel Jones.
Dable likes... I think Dable wants a quarterback to mold. I don't think Daniel Jones is the one. I think Daniel Jones got his contract based on Dable. And he's now letting him down. I'd love to see Dable with a young, but once again, it's...
A running quarterback. I don't know. I think the Bears and the Giants and many other organizations win more games with a Jared Goff or a Gardner Minshew than they do with a Daniel Jones or a Justin Fields. I just don't think that... I don't think the development is necessarily there in the league. They get crushed very early.
You have to be very good to play like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can be average and play the other way, can't you? I think because you're not expecting to do things outside of the norm.
Yeah.
You know? It's not as much on you.
But also the other thing we always say is they're more prone to getting injured. Justin Fields is injured. Various other players. One of the best players you've ever seen, I know, is RG3.
Yeah.
Brilliant in his first year and was shit every year after that because he got injured and it never happened. Justin Fields isn't as good as RG3.
No, but you could, how much did we enjoy watching Cam? And then
we did.
And then the injuries mounted up and suddenly it actually became really sad to watch him just disappear into himself. And I think for Fields, I think that if he can get to somewhere where they know how to use him, I think there's a great player in there. But unfortunately, it's not going to be in Chicago. And I'd like to, I've got some sort of dark joy watching Chicago win some games this season. But at the moment, they do look better. They looked so much better with Bajan than Fields.
They absolutely do. We'll be back in the second half to discuss trades.
Okay, welcome back. So this time next week,
the trade deadline will
pass. Deadline has passed. Halloween's over.
Bloody Halloween. I hate Halloween. What is the point?
Oh, you're not into spooky season.
No, I like punching kids and stealing their sweets. But not necessarily at Halloween, just in general.
Hey, I went pumpkin picking at the weekend.
Fucking
hell. A euphemism?
No, I wish. It's just a fucking way of ripping me off.
Did they have a pumpkin cannon?
Did you buy a pumpkin?
Kirsty bought 4 pumpkins.
How much?
4?
Because pumpkins are like available for like £1.50 in Morrison's.
Oh, I know. One of the pumpkins was 10 English pounds. It is massive.
Is it made of gold?
10 English pounds.
It's almost as expensive as your bed.
I don't know which one will get more use.
Your £17,000 mattress. Jesus.
Okay. So I bet you wish you could trade that away, but the trade deadline will have passed by this time next week. There's only been one notable trade so far. Kevin Byard of the Tetons to the Eagles, because their backfield has been decimated again.
Yep. Seems a sensible thing. Good move.
It's a good move all round. Does it open the door for the Tetons to be apparently having a fire sale? Bearing in mind, Tannehill is now injured and they're talking about starting Will Levis and Malik Willis this week because they can't decide whether they've got a backup or not.
I mean, Malik Willis is only half a quarterback anyway, so you might as well play someone else as well.
They need to try Levis. I can't see why.
You need to try Levis, yeah. I mean, Malik Willis may have a future as a running back, maybe.
Are we going with Levis or Levi's?
We can go with Will Levi's.
Will Levi's.
I quite like the idea of Will Levi's.
Yeah, I prefer that.
He says
I've
Levis.
I've been saying that name like Levi's all my life, so we can just go with
Will Levi's. Absolutely.
Are you not wearing your Levis jeans?
Tonight, I'm in a pair of chinos tonight. You know,
Levis do chinos. Levis do chinos. I'm in my pyjamas.
You are in your pyjamas. You're beyond comfortable right now.
I really am. They're not actually pyjamas.
So who else would be on the trade block from the Tetons?
If you're talking Tetons, the question that's going to come up is it time for someone to get Henry out? Henry.
Don't want to get your Henry out. No.
But, you know, he's been hoovering up plays for a long time now at the Tetons.
Nice.
Was it? Did you not hear the crushing vacuum in this room when he said that?
It's just for Paul. It's just purely for Paul's entertainment. And look, we talked about last week. I think we've probably seen peak Derrick Henry, is my guess.
I would say so.
But could he do a job on a team where they are looking Super Bowl ready now?
Yeah.
You know, 2 years of trying to win the Super Bowl. So I think someone like the Bills, we talked about it last week, the Bills would be a shout. Mm. You've seen the difference the CMC's made to the Niners. If you can get him firing, he could make a real difference to one of those teams that are in with a shout. So, you know, imagine if you stuck him in the Eagles.
I mean, yeah, half a dozen teams would be glad to have
him. On speed dial, apparently, and they get whatever they want, the Eagles, from the Tetons for fucking nothing. They're still paying AJ Brown's salary, most of it, as well, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah. What about DeAndre Hopkins?
No one wants him. He's had $26 million for 2 years, and he's about 36.
He does seem to have lost a step.
Doesn't seem
to click overly well with the team.
I it's so hard to judge because Tannehill is up and down.
He's mostly down at the moment.
Malik Willis is not a quarterback.
Will Levis,
we've not seen. I don't think DeAndre Hopkins has got plays out of. Kyler, Deshaun Watson.
The aforementioned Brian Hoyer.
TJ Yates.
TJ Yates, yeah.
Or what?
Tom Savage, remember him?
Yeah.
He shouldn't.
Barely. The contract doesn't help, but...
He might have to restructure.
I'm sure by now he must be looking at, I'd rather be earning half as much and could he be the person alongside Diggs, for instance, at the Bills to help Diggs, for fuck's sake?
Do you know who needs him? And they're not a contender, but he would get so many more receptions. Colts. They need a number one receiver. Now they've got Gardner Minshew in for the rest of the season.
There's so many teams that could use him. The Saints could use him. That division's really tight.
Yeah, yeah.
You put a couple of pieces into the Saints. The Saints leading that division now after beating the Bucks.
I don't know.
No, Falcons are.
But it's tight, isn't it, in that division? So it wouldn't take a lot to get the Saints game. But is DeAndre Hopkins the same DeAndre Hopkins?
No.
I read, he's been offered out a couple of times and nobody wants him.
He's gone off the cliff a little bit like Julio did. Like, he doesn't have the injury history, but when it comes to an end, it comes to an end.
It's a big contract, that. It's $13 million a year. That's still a lot of money for a wide receiver.
Yeah, but
is it worth that?
Julio, AJ Green, they just come to an end. Even OBJ, is DeAndre Hopkins significantly better than OBJ right now?
No.
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 So I think there's more chance he gets released than traded, but somebody might take a flyer on him.
The way Devontae Adams is talking, I think he's quite desperate to get out of Las Vegas. Yeah. I think
trade.
Well, it could be.
Could do it.
Could do it because he joined them to join up with Carr, who they then booted out.
He's now at the Saints, so maybe he goes there.
Maybe. But I'm just saying, if you're looking at DeAndre Hopkins, why don't you just take Adams, who's a couple of years younger
and better.
All the other Green Bay wide receivers have ended up at the Jets, haven't they?
They have.
Randall Cobb, Lazard. Speaking
of the Jets, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about that.
Not a waste.
Useless.
What a waste.
They're shopping him, aren't they? They're trying to get rid of him.
No one's going to want him.
You know who needs him back? The Vikings. Vikings need him.
How has he become so bad so quickly?
Don't know. Utilisation on the
team? I don't think it helps.
Breece Hall just gets all the snaps.
Breece Hall is
like 70% of the play.
And it's been, until the last couple of weeks, you just knew with the Jets they were going to either rush it or throw it to you. Zach Wilson's got good for two weeks now, which has opened up at the time when Breece Hall's come back from injury. I love watching Dalvin Cook over the years. It feels a shame that this is the end, but
maybe there's some injury we don't know about. You never know, dear.
I don't think so. I just think it doesn't fit where he is.
It doesn't fit, but I'm looking where he could go, and it's Rams maybe. Like they need.
Yeah, they churn through running.
They churn through running backs, but they're not going to spend $8 million on one.
It's going to be a Mecole Hardman scenario. He's going to be back at the Vikings at a fraction of what he got out of there for.
Yeah,
because he fits the scheme, and they will use him straight away.
It makes sense.
Any other trades you want to throw onto the table? Anybody? We're about to see Kyler Murray come back. He's been activated off IR. Would somebody want to trade for him if the Cardinals don't want him? If he's fit?
I think it happens at the end of the year. I don't think, unless you're desperate, and I don't know who's desperate enough. Well,
your mum?
Let's leave the mums out of this.
Thing is, a lot of
when I become your dad,
a lot of teams.
Charlie's feeling better. Show your face.
You don't see as many trades as you used to. Do you?
No, it feels
that way.
But I don't like.
I think there is.
This time last year, Christian McCaffrey moved. Yeah. We've had a TJ Hockenson the year before. I can't remember, but like the year before that, Von Miller. They happen. But for quarterbacks, it is really, really rare. I think Jimmy G might be the last one I thought moved.
Yeah, but he wasn't playing for the
Patriots. That's it, He
gave a ridiculous amount of money for a backup.
Yeah. Got
us to a Super Bowl.
Got you to a Super Bowl. Fucked it. And then Richard Sherman couldn't catch up with other players. I don't think it's going to be a quarterback.
So assuming
that
Kyler Murray comes back from injury, and this is still an assuming, and Josh Dobbs gets relegated back to being a nobody.
Be a shame.
Yeah. So hear this out. Would the Jets be better off trading for Josh Dobbs than keeping Zach Wilson under center?
No.
Yeah, no. I don't think you're going to see quarterbacks move. But you might only quarterbacks that are going to move are going to be reserve quarterbacks.
Wilson knows the play. He's been there 2 years. He's been better. Dobbs isn't that much better to bother going for it. I don't agree with that.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't see it.
Fair enough.
I think the
upside's not big enough.
Yeah,
depends what you have to give
up. It is mad though that
I don't think you have to give up much.
No, I don't.
It is mad just thinking the quarterbacks the Browns have let go in the last year or so, to start of the season they let go Josh Dobbs.
Mm-hmm.
They could really use Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, they could.
They could really use Jake Biscuits, but Washington aren't going to let him go. Like, I mean, I love, we mentioned PJ Walker. PJ Walker is not the answer to if you've got an injured quarterback. But I don't know what the answer is. Keep the good ones you've got, then don't put yourself in a stupid situation. But yeah, I think the teams, like, if you look at the standings, I think, I mentioned it before, but on both sides of the ball, the Bills have lost so many players on defense through injury. Can they bring in people to help out?
Like, Jalen Mills from the Patriots is not happy that he's not getting the statue.
Duggar as well.
He
wants a big deal.
Whether or not the Pats would be prepared to trade them in division.
That's the thing, isn't it?
But maybe.
You know, Texans have been really feisty.
Yeah.
You know, could they try and add to their, ranks and push for that playoff position? I don't know. I still think Kansas City need more receivers.
Really?
I do.
Rasheen Rice is going to be the man.
He is.
Absolutely.
I think you still need
McCall
more.
Hardman back.
Well, yeah, great. But he's a punt returner.
Sky Moore?
No.
I don't rate him?
I don't rate him. I don't rate Kadarius.
McCall Hardman can catch a ball.
I don't rate Kadarius Toney. I think if you want to win, they get occasional games. Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, but they also make mistakes. They drop passes. I think if you want to be consistent, you just need to get better receivers. I still think they're lacking. They're lucky that they've got Kelce, and Rashee Rice looks like he could be the guy. But I think you still need more. Otherwise, you end up like the Bills, where you've got two blokes who can catch a ball.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong at all. But I really rate Rasheen Rice, and I think he's only going to get better.
Oh, I think he is, but I still think you need more.
We shall see. Okay, do you want to have a look at the fixtures coming up for the weekend and pick out some games and see if Gary can pick some correct results again?
Oh, that is always risky. It doesn't happen that often. So we'll start with Bengals Niners.
It all depends on the Purdy situation. I mean, I'd like to say, I would really, I'll say I'd like to see Sam Darnold win.
I'm going to go with a Niners bounce back, I think.
Even with Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I think so. That, at home, I don't think we'll want to lose three games in a row going into the bye. So
I don't like a short week.
All my weeks are short weeks. That's how I am.
But I'll go with the Bengals just to be different.
I'm going to take the Niners. I'm not sure the Bengals are all that this year. I know we're going to talk about our hot seat candidates, but I think you're going to see the coach there in trouble if they don't start to put on some really dominant displays.
Yeah. I'm apparently picking the Bengals because I picked them to be in the Super Bowl. Admittedly, to lose it in this game.
Uh-huh, me too.
And I think I need them to stop playing up.
This was exactly my pick. Jets-Giants.
Yes.
It's the New Jersey Bowl.
Yeah, the MetLife Derby. I'm worried.
3-3 faces 2-5. Whoa.
Take the Jets.
I'll take the Jets.
And I will also take the Jets. And that is a massive indictment on the Giants.
Jags-Steelers, I'm going to. Both these teams are
Hang
flattering.
On. Don't you move on. Oh, I wanted to just mention, have you seen the comparison between Zach Wilson and Daniel Jones?
No.
Zach Wilson, 1,097 yards, 4 touchdowns, 5 picks. Daniel Jones, 884 yards, 2 touchdowns, 6 picks. I mean, he is worse than Zach Wilson. I needed to bring that to your attention. Would you like to trade for Zach Wilson?
No.
Okay, just checking, because they could benefit from Tyrod, is what I'm saying. Sorry, Jags-Steelers.
Yeah.
Jags win that game.
Do they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's at the Steelers. I'll take the Steelers.
I'm going to take the Steelers.
Taking the Jags. I think the Jags have got momentum. know, there's a lot of pieces on that Jags team.
There is.
Is it me, or is this one of the hardest seasons to call close games?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. I don't think that'll be that close.
Do you not?
No. Oh, no, I don't think...
Jags are by far the better team out of those two.
I don't know if they are, you know.
I think...
they are.
Offensively, they are. The core, but, like, the, but TJ Watt is playing
no,
out...
No, like,
no, he isn't the answer, no.
I'm not... I'm yet to be blown away totally by the Jags this season.
I think they've come into some really good consistency. They're not doing anything amazing, but they are winning games and they're making it look okay. Pretty easy. Like, Kirk's playing well. You know, the tight end's playing well. Like, you've still got... It's just Calvin Ridley, ETN, like, and their defense is okay. So, yeah, and they've got a good coach. I think the Jags are a far better team.
I'll nominate Rams Cowboys. 3-4 takes on 4-2, and two teams that really can't lose.
Yeah, I know it's AT&T, Dallas, but I am going with the Rams.
Cowboys for me.
I will also take home. I will take the Cowboys as well, but I think if they don't win, you might hear a lot of chatter about Dak, and I don't know why. Let's say they're 4-2. He isn't a worldwide awesome quarterback, but he's not terrible. Like,
he's not great anymore since the injury.
Worse than Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
See, I think he's the same. No, same as worse. Kirk Cousins. Same bracket.
Same.
Same bracket, surely.
He's definitely worse.
As well, like, yeah, I keep mentioning it. They're not surrounding it. Like, CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
It's the one player. Everything else is average at best. I don't see it.
I've not had much out of Gallup this season. No. 204 yards so far.
Can I just mention the primetime games?
Yeah.
Bucks at Bills. Ooh. Could be fun. Could be a fun game.
Maybe, but...
Look, the Bucks defense is fucking... great. Lavonte David is having an excellent season.
Well, who's winning that game, John?
The Bills.
But I think it will be
I'll take the Bucks.
Yeah. Bears at Chargers. And then Monday Night Football, Raiders at Lions.
Ooh.
Who the fuck is picking these?
If the Chargers don't win that, then he could get sacked.
I think if he loses this, he doesn't make week nine.
We're going to do our nomination shortly, but I think we're all going to be in agreement there. Raiders Lions, you say?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Lions by 25.
Bounce back game. I think the Raiders
hammer them.
Yeah, 25 points. I think
because I don't think Jimmy G's. I don't think he's going to be back. So Aiden O'Connell or Brian Hoyer, take your pick. It doesn't matter.
It's just a bloke getting. It might be both because they'll squash him.
Just a bloke getting squashed. Obviously, I'll say it now. I think the Dolphins are going to tear the Patriots apart, but that's fine, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
me too.
That's where we're at these days. There is another interesting game. Texans-Panthers. So Texans have been interesting at 3-3. CJ Stroud has looked every bit the excellent rookie quarterback. The Panthers have not had such an easy go. They're 0-6. Their rookie quarterback, Bryce Young, looks more like Justin Fields. It's not been pretty. But they're going to have to get a win somewhere along the line. I don't believe that someone is always destined to look like 0-17. That's not a thing. Is this one of those games where you can see the Panthers squeak one?
No. Nope. No, I think the Texans come out on top. The Panthers play the Bears in a couple of weeks. Then they play the Titans a couple of weeks after that. I think they're the more likely to be the wins.
Right.
Texans have been sneaky good.
Yeah, Texans are. Texans, not on both sides of the ball as well. Like, CJ Stroud has been good, but like, is it Nico Collins?
Yep. CJ Stroud.
Nico really Collins.
Tank Dell.
Don't forget Robert Woods. Is there?
Yeah. Okay. everyone, like, fantasy darling Damian Pierce has not really lived up. But, you know, at some point he might turn up. But on the defensive side, they've looked really good, you know. I think D'Amico Ryans is doing is well out in front, possibly for, you know, rookie coach of the year. You know,
it's been excellent. Yeah, really good, really entertaining. I'm really pleased to see the Texans playing so well. But CJ Stroud, 9 touchdowns to 1 pick so far this season.
Great.
It's been a brilliant start. Looking across the board, you just give me some winners for any of the other games. I haven't picked Vikings Packers.
Vikings. I think they're back on it.
Me too. I will take the Vikings. Saints, Colts, both 3-4.
Saints.
Colts
for me as well. Falcons, Titans. That's a
Falcons.
And Falcons for me. Eagles, Commanders. Come on, it's Eagles. Only going one way.
Yeah, Eagles.
Eagles again. Browns, Seahawks. The PJ Walker led Browns against
Seahawks. Pete Carroll out.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. The Seahawks defense is sneaky good this year. I think they'll have a field day with PJ Walker.
Ravens, Cardinals.
Ravens.
All day. Here's my blowout for the week. Chiefs, Broncos.
Oh, that I think it'll be close.
Yeah.
Divisional game.
Yeah. It's a divisional game, but I've,
Chiefs by 20.
The Chiefs have already won the AFC West.
Yeah. I think they'll beat them. But a lot of these winners we're picking are the away teams. Just saying.
We didn't pick Bears at Chargers.
We did.
No, we mentioned it. No one picked
Chargers.
No, they're going to charge it up. Bears.
It'll be the Chargers.
Bears.
I don't want to.
You know who you want to pick.
I know who I want to pick.
Pick it. Pick
the
it.
Bears.
So, speaking of them.
The Bears, because
they'll charge it up.
They'll charge it up.
The weekly awards. Let's get to the hottest seat. It's always Brandon Staley until he gets sacked, right?
Yeah, I think so now.
Until another coach like shoots someone on the sidelines.
I think Ron Rivera might be sneaking up on him as well.
I think Ron Rivera is very much there with him.
Oh, his seat is hot, but I think he's going to get the season. But I don't know if Staley will.
I think if they lose to the Bears, he's in big trouble. That Chargers team should never, ever be 2-5. Right? They have three times the talent of the Patriots, who are currently 2-5.
Yeah.
They're wasting the best years of Justin Herbert. Like, you should be building around this guy.
Well, they've wasted the best years of Justin Herbert in terms of being able to build a team around.
His rookie contract.
Now they've got a highly paid quarterback who is, I think Justin Herbert is brilliant. I'm a Justin Herbert truther. Keenan Allen has been lights out this season.
Is your evidence that Justin Herbert is brilliant?
Because it's on the eye, isn't it? But his stats are brilliant. Everything else around him is shit.
Are his wins not a stat?
Wins is not a stat for a quarterback.
I mean, there's something.
It is. But
what you're saying is it's not reflective of just the quarterback.
It's not anything with stats, John. Garbage time stats. Have you broken it right down?
Well, that's that. If you go, if you include that, then he's, fucking Blake Bortles is a half decent quarterback.
I'm man of the year.
But I think Justin Herbert.
Never seen a signature game out of Justin Herbert. Never watched him win a game where I thought, yeah, he put them on his back and won a game.
I think that's harsh.
I think that's true.
John, you're the man who accused Myles Garrett of only ever winning one game.
Well, no, I'm saying Myles Garrett is in a really good defence. Like, tell me another game where you've seen Myles Garrett and gone, he's won that on himself. Won that game this week by himself.
Justin Herbert's the same, isn't it?
He
had Mike Williams, Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Eckler. Who else did he used to have for running back?
Melvin Gordon. Yeah, yeah.
Same thing, isn't it?
And in defence, he's got Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack,
Derwin James,
and they're all shit. It doesn't, like, he got them, 28 points up in a playoff game? And then the defence just laid down. And the Jags tickled their belly. And,
he's a good quarterback. I just like winding you up.
I know, but I don't. There are people who really like, I don't see the hype of just now, but he's fucking great. It's just shame he's at the Chargers. It's just endemic in their chargeriness. And,
Move him on, Griff.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So,
we mentioned Commanders for trades. They can't keep Montez Sweat and Chase Young for next season. They might try and move. It's probably going to be Chase Young on.
Yeah, you say they can't keep them both. Financially, it doesn't make much sense. But what else have they got? Like, what are they trying to do? If they're going to keep Sam Howell...
They've got a good line, defensive line already. And with Chase Young, that's five... That's
what the Niners do all the time, isn't it?
You know, I think...
Trade one, draft one.
Yeah.
I'll take your sweetest plays of the week.
Kyle Pitts, the catch behind the back.
That was lovely.
Great. We could be unanimous here. I wanted to...
No, because I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Jake Bobo.
The toe tap?
The toe tap. In the corner.
The Kyle Pitts was better.
Kyle Pitts was nice, but what did it mean?
I had to watch that about three times.
Yeah, I couldn't understand how we'd done it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But what did it mean?
It didn't mean anything.
It mean nothing. It was just a lovely play. It was a sweet play.
It was a sweet play. I want to nominate, we don't often nominate something that's a complete and epic fail, but Drake London landing on his head on the 1 yard line.
Hey. It kept it. It didn't.
It wasn't a touchback, no. But it got them absolutely nothing because they fumbled the next exchange and lost the chance. I know it can't win, but I just wanted to bring it up because the still of him bounced on his head is amazing.
You could have one of the Myles Garrett defensive plays in there. I'm just chucking out.
The leaping, the line, and blocking the kick was actually my nomination.
Jim's not here, so I've got to mention something defensive.
We have three defensive lines.
That catch was ridiculous.
I will second the Kyle Pitts.
Puka Nacua touchdown pass catch in the corner.
Above the two defenders.
Yeah,
that was good.
There were some lovely plays this week.
I'm with Gary. I'll back that because I was going to go for Myles Garrett, but I love the Pitts play. It was so great. It really was. It's nice to see him. It's nice to see him get a shout. Now, your biggest balls of the week. What have you got? Because... Again, you could have Myles Garrett for having the balls to try that because knowing you are advancing that team to a first down.
That'd be fair.
Like, I'm trying to shoehorn that play in here, but he had to time that absolutely perfectly in order to do that. And I thought he did an excellent job all day. But I would love to see him win this award based on having the balls to even try that. No one tries that. No one tries charging down kicks anymore.
No, it was nice.
Pete Carroll got a touchdown, didn't he? By challenging the call for the touchdown in the corner.
I don't know, did he? I don't recall.
Yeah, it looked like he'd the toe tap had been on the line or outside the line,
okay.
And he challenged it and it was a touchdown.
Much like the Drake London catch, I'd like to nominate smallest balls of the week. Josh McDaniels down by many, many points. With 5 or 6 minutes to go, and opting to kick a field goal from like 21 yards out when he needed touchdowns to get back
in the
game.
Awful, isn't he? Like,
I mean,
if you did listen, Griff, last week, we ripped apart the Belichick coaching tree.
It's bad, isn't it?
Like when you look at the Shanahan coaching tree, mm-hmm. Like it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the Belichick one and you just go,
well, Fables.
Belichick and his disciples have just lost touch with the game, haven't they?
The problem is Belichick keeps a very tight control on everything, so they're not prepped for it when they go to do their own thing.
So Vrabel wants to go there now because
they know.
Vrabel looks good. Brian Flores has just led a defence that crushed the Niners.
I would love to have Brian Flores replace Bill Belichick. Love to have that. I would actively encourage that. But, like you say, I can't see it being a thing. They reckon it could be Jared Mayo. Remember the old linebacker, Jared Mayo?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently he's in the building favourite. He is one of the coaches there.
I'd go out the building, though. I know that you need a break. You need to clear yourself of Belichickism.
It's going to be O'Brien, isn't it?
Probably. I hope not.
I would laugh if it's Bill O'Brien. Make him GM as well.
Well, the man who gave away DeAndre Hopkins for a bag of peanuts.
Yep.
Hey, and David Johnson.
That's true.
That worked. Yeah. MVP of the week.
I'm going to say...
It's Myles Garrett.
Well, yeah, so...
It was so dominant.
But I've just given him the biggest balls, so I want to say on to Foreman, because he's never going to get the opportunity to do this ever again.
Or Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
He was good.
He was.
I'll go with Donta Foreman, because that's never going to happen again.
You're never going to hear that man nominated.
Lamar was
fucking good.
But he will win this award again.
Will he? He's not won it for a while.
Jim's not here to argue that it should be based purely on football rather than on sentiment. I'd like to place that as D'Onta Foreman. Because I can't nominate Demario Douglas.
I hate to say it, that game was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. But wasn't that just because the Lions were so bad?
Yeah, because Roquan Smith.
All right, let's give it to D'Onta Foreman. So I want to go home.
D'Onta Foreman. D'Onta Foreman over Demario Douglas.
And quickly, before we do, you know, follow Gary and go home. No, quick. MVP watch. We're just, you know, you haven't got to back it, but who is currently the MVP in the league?
Mahomes.
John?
McCaffrey.
No, he's offensive player of the year.
I know. I don't. It's one of those years where I don't think, if you're going to have me give it a quarterback, I don't think there's a leading.
It's always Mahomes.
I think this is Mahomes' weakest year in.
Mahomes is by far the best quarterback in the
league. Is he by far?
He's the best quarterback in the league. I don't think he's having the best season.
I agree entirely.
I don't know. It won't matter.
But this is why Rodgers won a couple of MVPs and why Brady won his last one. Because there's this, it has to go to a quarterback because that's the rules now. And when there isn't a standout one, it just goes to the person who's the best.
And you'll have the best record.
Who's got the most touchdowns in the league?
I would say it's probably Jalen Hurts.
Not Jalen Hurts. No. Not even close.
What, quarterback?
Touchdown passes.
Oh, Tua.
Tua.
Not Tua.
Goff.
No. Fucking hell. He's had a big mention on this show this evening.
Oh, Tyler Bagent.
Herbert.
Kirk Cousins.
Cousins, yeah.
Leads Mahomes and Tua. I would say right now it's probably Tua, but the Dolphins have got to pick the pace up again for him to keep that. Mahomes is probably second.
Tua is not even being talked about for MVP.
No. Oh, he is. He's number three in the betting.
Yeah, it'll be Mahomes.
But I think it's one of the years where I don't think it should be a quarterback because I don't think there's a standout one yet.
Not yet.
I think McCaffrey's standout.
It's a weird year to pick anything. Yeah. Like, no one is utterly dominant. Like, you know, we've been used to Derrick Henry being the best running back. He isn't. He just isn't.
No, there's, well, the best running backs. McCaffrey's running.
Are you telling me it's
Dolphins?
Too late for Brock Purdy to get all the way to the Super Bowl and be MVP? Because
yes.
I don't think it is.
He won't be MVP.
He won't be MVP because everyone.
The thing is,
the writers believe it's the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and even you know I don't think it is true. I think, but I don't think
we won't have enough highlight reels. Basically,
maybe.
Yeah? And if you think the Eagles and the Niners will have similar records by the end of the season, probably. Yeah, as will the Chiefs, as will the Dolphins, potentially the Bills. And there will be quarterbacks that are better.
If the Bills have the same record as the Niners and the Eagles at the end of the season, Josh Allen will be the MVP. Because I think that is the only way they could do that, is if he is amazing in the second half of the season. Amazing.
But I think...
It'll be Mahomes.
Legitimately.
Mahomes will be MVP. I will put another £5 on that.
Legitimately, though, I don't think...
We had a little bet last week. I can't remember who was even on, but...
No, I can't remember.
One of the season.
It's going well. We can't remember anything that's happening.
Tyreek.
What about
MVP? I don't think the best player in the league this year is
a quarterback. No.
But you talk. We are. You know. It's hard to
one of those rare seasons where it's a defensive player.
Nope.
Well, Myles Garrett.
Yeah, maybe.
It'll be Mahomes.
That's it, because it is. It will be Mahomes.
I agree.
Because there's no one else. It's a vacuum. But yeah,
like the Henry from earlier.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Just testing, bringing it back around again.
It might be. It might go to. It should be like. TJ Watt's been fantastic as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, already at 8 sacks for the season. He's got. You know, he. Do you see his interception this week?
Yep.
Like, that was fucking incredible for an edge rusher.
Yeah.
But Danielle Hunter, who might be being traded, is already at 9 sacks. Like, Fred Warner is having a great year.
Fred Warner crossed the entire field to take a man out this week.
Yeah.
Like, he literally watched the play unfold and just ran across the other side of the field and took the guy out.
He's been
quality player.
Standout, but yeah, like, it's just never going to happen, so it'll be Mahomes.
Fair enough. Yeah. On that happy, cheerful, and completely unnecessary debate, that brings the show to an end for another week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.